Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me to talk about Week 16 of the NFL is my dad. Hey, Dad.
Hey, son.
Here we are in the kitchen again at the dining room table. So what did you think of last week's games in Week 15?
Fantastic. Fantastic action.
A lot of close games and then a couple blowouts as well.
Well, the shocking part, I think, was five teams scored 30 or more and lost.
Yeah. That's amazing. Dallas scored 36. Tennessee scored 34. Oakland scored 31. Philly scored 30. And Cleveland scored 31. Just amazing. And all those games were, aside from the Oakland game, because Kansas City whooped on them, they were pretty close, surprisingly.
That's interesting you mentioned Kansas City, because I think they put up 56.
56, yes.
And they put up 45 the week before that, and 28 the week before that, and that's like a 129 total. And we're kind of looking for a bounce. Usually teams that score like that.
I think you told me 100 or more in three weeks then are due for a letdown. Isn't that correct?
You might press it up a little higher now because you have more about two-point plays and just scoring seems to be up.
Yeah.
So it's going to be testing that. But I'm thinking 129 is reaching the limits of even the most optimistic view.
Well, it's funny. If we're talking about the Chiefs, they're playing Indianapolis this week. In 2 weeks, they're pretty much scheduled to play each other again in the playoffs. So how much do you want to show this week as opposed to 2 weeks from now?
If you're Kansas City or
yeah.
both teams?
Well, if you're both teams, and especially if you're Kansas City. Because if we're playing on the idea, okay, they scored 120-some-odd points over the course of 3 weeks, then if they were looking for that bounce theory where they're going to take a dip in their scoring, they're probably not going to show too much against Indy. But to be fair, I don't think Indy's going to show much either.
Because they lack a running game? I mean, what...
Well, you don't want to show all your cards. You don't want to, look, they threw out a trick play in next week's game. Well, then,
so they have their division locked.
Indy's got their division locked, yeah. Yeah, they've got their division locked. Denver has their division locked, so Kansas City is not likely to take over that top spot. It would take a lot.
Will the general consensus, if Indianapolis wins, that they're better and not to account for the dip in the... or?
Well, they would be winning on the road.
Because Kansas City, I hear chatter that they're going to make noise in the playoffs.
They could, but it would have to come on the road.
I'm thinking when people get on the bandwagon in the NFL, it's time to get off.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Although, to be fair, I think a lot of people have gotten off the Chiefs bandwagon. But when you put up displays, even though they're against bad teams or at least weak teams.
But Charles is a beast of his own.
He sure can be. If you're not ready for him, he sure can be. I mean, no matter how bad the team is, if you put it on display like that, that's still skill and talent.
It was fantastic.
Charles. Yeah. What I thought was interesting was New Orleans lost. Even though it's a dome, it's still the road. Because you would think, if they went on the road in Seattle when they got clobbered. That's outdoors and on the road. But if they're going up to St. Louis, that's still a dome. I thought they'd at least give it a little bit more. But I guess just because the fact it's the road, it's not the Superdome, they can't...
The Rams are one of the best bad teams. Is it possible to be a good bad team?
Well, yeah. But this is, 3 years in a row? Because they almost, even though it was a bad division, they were 7-9, they almost won the division in 2011. That was when the Seahawks went 8-8 and won the division. And then last year... they were a good bad team because they did something like sweep the division, I think. They had a really good record within the NFC West, and that they're one of the reasons why it's the best division in
the
NFL.
Now, the Cardinals kind of took over their role this year.
Yes. I think a lot of people were looking for St. Louis to do a little bit more, but Arizona became that was supposed to be a bad team, but they're pretty good.
Now, the coach of Arizona was the Indianapolis intern coach.
Yes, who won NFL Coach of the Year.
He should have.
And he did. And now
he loves to go deep. He's exciting.
Absolutely.
But they have a safety out.
Yeah. He's relatively known as the Honey Badger.
Right.
What's his name?
Forget. That's good enough. Honey Badger.
Yeah. It's a French sounding. I forget. But it's the Honey Badger. When you talk about the Honey Badger in the NFL, you talk about the Honey Badger.
It's exciting,
you know?
Right? When you have a nickname, that's a good thing.
Absolutely. But he's out for the season. Now they'll be one to be interested to watch next year. So there's some pretty good games last week.
Of course, the meltdown everyone talked about, still talking about, Tony Romo. I mean, kind of when you get a reputation, it's hard to shake it.
It's in his head.
It's in his head?
It's in his head.
And
it's
we're there to remind him.
Oh, yeah. Everybody is. Whether it's your own fans or the opponents.
Now, I heard Jerry Jones spoke on, I guess he has a radio
station. Yes, he does. Yeah.
And he said that this was one of the people getting upset, this is a show. I mean, does that mean it's the greatest show on earth, like the Ringling, Barnum and Bailey, or
I'd say
theater, or
more like the 70s Yankees, like this is a show, like this stuff in the background. I mean, look, he's the owner and the GM. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, kind of remember that TV commercial with these are mine too.
Yeah. There's a cower where he goes,
he takes the pom-poms.
These are mine too. And actually, Jerry Jones, he did a commercial. It was like a Pepsi commercial, and everybody's kind of falling asleep. And he goes in and he takes the headset to do like the announcing. He's like, I'm the GM. I might as well do this too. You know, like that. Yeah, he's his own worst enemy, you know.
Well, I mean, he's acting in his own interest, and I'm sure he's quite entertained. I mean, this is an expensive toy.
Absolutely. But I suppose if you're that rich, you can do that. Same thing with Snyder. He's that rich. He can.
Well, what's with the man crush he has on RG3 and 10?
He's always looked for that big quarterback, Jeff George. He actually took a step back with Brad Johnson when he had to get him. But, I mean, Patrick Ramsey, Jason Campbell.
But if you're working in an adult club and you have close relationships to the dancers, I mean, that's not a successful business model.
No, it's not. No, it's not. But
yeah, so, I mean, you know, he's enamored by these people. I heard he was allowing his driver to pick up RG3 and his friends.
I can believe it.
You know, I mean, you have a contract with a teenager. You know, if you call me, I'll pick you up.
And yeah, exactly.
I won't say anything, but I'm going to send a driver.
Well, you know, when you've, I don't know,
in the
matchup between the quarterback and the coach, the owner's more than likely going with the quarterback. Quarterback sells the tickets. Quarterback sells the jerseys. There's no Shanahan jersey out there. Nobody's getting a polo shirt with Shanahan on.
What would Kyle's number be?
Kyle Shanahan?
Number two? I mean,
maybe at this point, yeah. I think so. So it'll be interesting what happens on there. I mean, Kirk Cousins, he did a great job.
He did? But
yeah, like he did. They lost by 1 point, and that was only because the two-point conversion didn't go through.
They should have, right? Because you play for the tie on the road and the win at home.
Yeah. I thought it was the win on the road and the tie at home. No?
I think you go for the win at home.
Well, in any case, they probably should have kicked it, but they thought they would go for the two-point conversion. Hey, at least they tried. I mean,
it's great theater.
There are times when it's like, no, don't do the 2-point conversion now. I think we were talking about that during the one of the games last week we were watching. And you were like, go for two. I was like, no, it's too early. You can get the
come back to bite them?
No, because they didn't end up, I forget which team, but they didn't end up scoring the other points they needed.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
So don't go for the two there.
So it's a mute point.
Yeah, it really was. But Kirk Cousins, this is why they drafted him in the same draft as RG3 as backup, which I thought was smart because here's a guy, RG3, and we saw that happen with his knee. He's, you know, he runs around, he gets hit, he takes the hits.
But to me, I thought it would have been a great opportunity for him to learn the craft. It takes 3 to 5 years for any tradesman,
sure,
including quarterback. People expect too much too soon. Just stay in the pocket,
yes,
because the wheels aren't there this year,
mm-hmm,
and learn the craft. But no.
Well, you like to talk how this is a trendy league. When you have players like Colin Kaepernick, when you have players like Russell Wilson, Andrew Luck being the biggest example, who come straight out of college and succeed right away. And when you are looking around and say, hey, I've got a quarterback too, let me put him in there. He's supposed to be the big deal. And to be fair, RG3 did pretty well. He got them to the play.
Last year.
Yeah. I'm not talking about this year. Last year.
Right.
So when you go in there and you say, look at how good he did. So coming into this year, of the four I mentioned, the only one who's struggling is RG3, and that is because of his injury, which they pretty much foresaw.
Well, his injury wasn't causing him to throw wild high.
No, no.
So he really looked he regressed. There's no doubt
about it. No, I agree. He regressed.
And they kind of figured out their run scheme.
Yeah.
And being $10 million down in the cap, along with the Cowboys. It sure does show.
It sure absolutely
and,
does.
And the Wall Street Journal, I was looking, and they're reporting that Russell Wilson and his salary is less than the long snappers. And he's playing for almost a league minimum because it's under $700,000.
Yeah.
Allowing them to spend a lot of money to really round out a complete team.
Well, that's what you want. You know, it's the same thing in
people
baseball.
People who work for low wages?
Or? Well, if you're an owner, sure. But it's the same thing in baseball where do you want to spend, you know, $20 million on one player and you have to pay $2 million to every other position? Right. Or do you want, like, 7 to 8 with every position? Same thing in football. Do you want a $30 million quarterback, $20 million quarterback, and then have like a 750K offensive line? Like, you know,
right?
What do you want? You can't have it all, especially in the salary cap.
Uh-huh.
So if you have a quarterback who's successful, who's doing well.
But it's unusual that stars like him and Kaepernick, now I think Kaepernick is $1.3 million, but their backups are making more than they are.
Well, yeah, because they're supposed to be the established talent, not a lot of talent because they're your backup. Right. But if you have, you know, you can't really go cheap on both the starter and the backup.
Now, Frisco was able to get Bolden because with the Flacco contract, they couldn't really afford his $5-6 million. So
that is true.
Off he went, and Bolden's going to be a huge piece.
He absolutely
is. They're rounding into form, 49ers?
Yes. Yeah, their defensive
pick. They can challenge enough to Seattle to maybe grab that, or they can't play that tight game in Seattle.
It's going to be tough.
Can they win 19-17 there?
They could. It'd be tough. San Francisco's got a really good defense.
They can run.
They can do really, really well.
Gore's healthy?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. San Francisco, it's going to be tough for them to go. They're going to try to three-peat to go to the championship game. That's tough.
Now, what about in the AFC? Can Flacco, like last year, just come up and do something? I mean, I watched him.
No,
you're not buying that.
No.
Right? How about he's made the playoffs every year? What is that, 6 years straight?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not saying that they aren't talented, but I think there was a reason why they made the playoffs those 6 years, but they never made the Super Bowl until last year.
They're playing New England now this week at Baltimore. Previous success they've had up in New England, so they're favored 2.5.
Yeah, they do well against New England in Baltimore. And they do well in New England as well.
So they do well against. So what do you think of that game? Now, if they win, does that change your opinion, or are you going to say that New England's depleted?
That's New England's depleted.
Because last year, when Flacco went to beat Tom Brady in New England, Peyton Manning in Denver, Kaepernick in the Super Bowl, and we're still
doubting. Oh, he had a magical run.
And we're still doubting.
Look, he had a magical run, but I think that there's a depletion from the team
because it is $20 million.
Well, I think that's part of it. I think the loss of Bolden also did do something. I mean, you know, Torrey Smith is good and Jacoby Jones is good as well.
Right.
But Ray Rice is not the same guy he was. The offensive line is showing some cracks. The defense, while still good, it's missing that leadership aspect of it. That's somebody.
Really?
Yeah,
so?
I think Ray Lewis and
Ed
Reed. I
love the way they stockpile those giant defensive linemen.
Oh no,
I
they
mean,
do.
They roll. What do they feed these guys?
Well, a lot of them are Samoan, and they're
is
big.
That
they
true?
Tend to, yeah, they tend to be big guys. So I think that it'd be tough for them to repeat.
So Peyton Manning, most pressure on him.
Yes.
Has to win. Right?
Yeah, he has to win because
he loses again at home.
That's going to be tough.
25th ranked defense. Play well when he's on the league, but not well.
Well, absolutely. Well, yeah. And then there's another one. I think the loss of Elmas Dubervilliers hurt them.
And he went to?
He went to Baltimore.
Okay, just.
I understand that. I understand that. It's going to be interesting. Oh, the playoffs are always interesting.
Because I'm looking for a dark horse. You know what I mean?
I think Carolina's your dark horse.
Really?
How could they not be? I mean, you know, they
it's
do
hard to believe in them, but they have been improving.
But if you want a dark horse, if you want somebody who's right. got the best, like I could tell you, Detroit, if they win they could be a dark horse.
Well, talking about Detroit, that's on the line of what coaches should be fired. Well, that guy, the talent he's had and the success they had the other night against
Baltimore,
and they just ran right down and scored 7. I thought this was going to be like 34-10 or something.
No,
and then they just got off on.
Yeah.
I'm doing other things. I mean, when something's successful, don't you stay with it?
You'd think, but for some reason, no. I'm just saying, if you want a dark horse, Carolina's the way to go.
And Reggie Bush, I mean, that guy, I mean, I'd like to know what kind of medication he was on, because they couldn't make it in the snow, and then he looked like Barry Sanders.
Home cooking. I think that might be home cooking. Okay. I think that's... So who do you like this week? What games? Because I know there are two Brewers.
Well, I do want to go on that bounce theory. I want to take the 7 points... against
Kansas City. So
yeah.
Indy plus seven.
So many people.
Or is Indy yet? Yeah. Plus seven.
So I'm kind of liking that.
Okay.
And you got a couple of Brooners, like the Bills at home.
Bills. I have 2.5, Miami.
Yeah. So Miami, now, that is an incredible team. And why do I say that? Because we expected, after the left guard and left tackle, had those personal problems.
Yeah, Martin and Cagnino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
but
the guys
somehow
just played a ZD on the floor and walked out the door or whatever. I thought that was the end.
Yeah, and we all did.
But it was the beginning.
We all did, but for somehow, some way, they have been able to pull through.
He's like one of the best coaches, and I'm giving the Ravens coach big kudos.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And the other...
That was the most underrated.
Underrated coach?
Yeah, it has to be Shanahan, no?
Underrated.
Overrated.
Overrated. Overrated coach is totally different from... That I'm always tempted to say Belichick, but aside from him, Shanahan maybe overrated quarterback or coach. That's tough.
Coughlin?
Yeah.
Coughlin?
Nah.
No. Well, everybody's figured their stuff out.
Yeah, but still.
And he let the whole team get old at once.
I would.
They did nothing in the off season. They got rid of Ahmad Bradshaw.
I understand. Okay, well, number one, first of all, Ahmad Bradshaw, if he had a great season this year, then that would definitely...
He was doing well when he got hurt.
I understand that. But they thought
Giants
they had...
Giants knew that?
Well, maybe. They thought they had in David Wilson. They were wrong. I don't think Coughlin's overrated. I think
because
that...
Because he had two Super Bowls.
Well, it's hard not to say that. But I think that...
People have found out they don't surprise anybody.
No. But they never really did. But he's a tough guy.
Well, where's the tight end? How many years?
Married to his daughter-in-law.
That's a lineman.
Oh, in lineman, sorry.
No, I'm saying every year they have a decent tight end. I mean, to Bavaro, I mean, you name them on through. And then all of a sudden this year they had people and they just let them go.
I don't know. I wouldn't call him overrated. I would call him strict, and I would call him. But it's tempting to say overrated, but I don't want to say overrated.
Well, they've done studies on guys that get over in their 60s, and there's not too many guys that get back.
I'm starting to think Smith, down in Atlanta, is overrated.
Really? See, to me, he's like a quiet Marty Schottenheimer.
I think that's true. Yes.
10-6, and
well, it's hard to say overrated because
one and done.
If you've been around on the team for a while, how bad can you be? It's another thing if you keep getting jobs and you're not successful. Then Chan Gailey's overrated when he was moving. Mike Malarchik, he's overrated. As a head coach, Dick LeBeau is overrated. As a head coach, defensive coordinator, great. Can't beat him.
Yeah, but
you know,
he was never proven. So
I understand. I'm just throwing out some names of people who I think would be overrated. So that's for this week. Can I tell you about my fantasy team? I was in the playoffs, and I beat the team in the first round. I was going third seed. I defeated the second seed.
Nice.
I won by a margin greater than what he scored.
Oh, my goodness.
So he scored 81 points. My margin of victory is 84 points. Big game. Big games out of Foles, Jackson, Lacey, and Stacy. So now I'm in the Super Bowl fantasy game, or the fantasy Super Bowl.
Fantastic.
So I am, yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you
very
much.
Rooting for you. Well,
that's what I would hope so. So I'm excited. It's going to be fun. Yeah, absolutely. And anything in baseball that you noticed?
The Yankees signed it. Who's the best player in the Yankees right now?
Right now? You probably have to say that CC Sabathia, pitcher, I guess. Well, who would you say?
Well, I don't know. That's every fifth day. I mean,
every day? Every day it's supposed to be Ellsbury. I mean, he
not
runs.
The catcher, McCann.
He's pretty good. I mean, he could be. He's a left-handed hitter. So
I think that kind of summarizes what's going on over there.
Yeah. But, they always find a way, especially if there's a lot of hitters and just enough pitching.
Toronto will improve this year?
I'd hope so. I'd hope so. But we'll have to see because everybody's a little bit older and there's no real super team right now. So it'll be tough to see. And, I was hoping the Mets would upgrade at shortstop, but I guess not.
Now, what about Cano being disrespected?
Oh, yeah, the disrespected...
Wouldn't you like to be disrespected?
Yeah, exactly. Ten years on, $175 million, very disrespectful. But Seattle got what they needed, so, or at least what they think. So,
they're still off the map.
Yes. It's going to take a little while to come back. So we'll have to see.
But the Seahawks have enough excitement in that state city.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It'll be interesting to see how far they go, which could go very far.
Yeah, well, they're well-rounded.
I think so. Seattle. It's going to be fun to see. Well, thank you very much, Dan.
Okay, son.
All right. And yeah, I will see you Christmas Day.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. We'll have a special Christmas episode recorded on that day.
Oh,
around
fantastic.
Around the Christmas tree. It'll be great.
Nice.
So thank you very much. You can like us on Facebook at Everyman Sports. You can find us on iTunes at Everyman Sports. Search Everyman Sports on iTunes Store. You can visit our website, everymansports.podbean.com. And you can email me at everymansports@gmail.com. That's one word, everymansports@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Stay warm and don't get too snowed in.